We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Turning our attention now to the COVID vaccines. Another vaccine literally rolling out the door. Aaron Katursky is joining us now with more. Johnson & Johnson's rollout is underway. Aaron, what do we know about how soon this will find itself in the arms of Americans?
Could be today. In fact, the first trucks rolled out from a plant in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, early yesterday morning. The first doses were bound for Indiana and Ohio. And then a subsequent rollout is planned for, you know, today and the coming days as nearly 4 million doses get moving to states and cities and to federally authorized health centers and to community centers that are doing vaccinations. And all of this adds to the country's vaccine arsenal at a rather perilous time, Brian. You know, the case rate has come way down, although you do have the director of the CDC warning we can't let down our guard.
I was just going to say, you know, there's all this positive news, all the, you know, ramping up of the vaccine and millions more doses expected this month. Yet, you know, they're hitting the brakes on this a little bit and telling people, you know, don't just let your guard down. Don't take the masks off. Right.
And that's because, Susan, the case rate has kind of stalled out, but stalled out at a rather high level. And the CDC is a little worried about that. The infections have come down, the positivity is way down. I mean, just look at our state. It's, you know, it's been months since we've had this kind of low positivity rate. And yet, the CDC is worried that those gains are rather precarious. As the variants continue to meander through communities and people may let down their guard, Robin Walensky, the CDC director, said she's really concerned that if states open up too fast, all those gains are going to be for naught. But it's tempting politically, and we've seen it with Governor Cuomo here, that, you know, the numbers are down, and so they almost feel compelled to open up. And that's where, you know, the CDC is really concerned. We've heard from Dr. Anthony Fauci that people who have been fully vaccinated, you know, have gotten the two shots of Moderna and Pfizer, or soon the one shot of the Johnson & Johnson, they can kind of start to let their guard down a little bit in certain circumstances, but he's saying they should still be very cautious.
A lot of mixed messaging, too. You know, Aaron, earlier today we played two back-to-back clips, each coming yesterday, one from Stanford's professor of emergency medicine, Dr. Ryan Ribiera, another from a regional chief of infectious disease in Southern California, Dr. Elizabeth Hudson. One says, well, we don't know if the vaccines prevent against transmission of the virus. The other saying the vaccine does prevent transmission of COVID. We hear from the CDC warning us of the variants. We'll hear from other infectious disease doctors who say, well, the vaccine prevents against the variants and all viruses will mutate. They're not too worried about it if you have further protection. All of that confusing information is, you know, leaving everybody wondering, well, what am I supposed to think?
Well, but it could all be true at the same time, I think, and that can be frustrating if you're trying to figure out what to do. So I suppose, you know, you tip toward the side of caution, and I think that's where the federal health advisors are coming down. It may be true that the vaccines appear to work well against the variants, and there does seem to be evidence of that. It may be true that the case rate is coming down, and it may be true that all viruses mutate. It may also be true that, you know, people can still get infected and can still get sick and you know, and die. And I think that's where it does get a little bit conflicting in terms of the messaging, but at least from the Centers for Disease Control, the message is err on the side of caution.
Or is it that they're pretty happy with the results against the regular virus, but it's the variants that are, you know, possibly a game changer?
And those are the, you know, I guess that's the unknown. Only Johnson & Johnson has been fully tested against the known variants. You know, Pfizer and Moderna are going back now and doing some testing and trying to make adjustments to their vaccines to see if there's a booster that's necessary or a or if they need to incorporate it as they manufacture more going forward. And so far they seem to be handling the variants pretty well, but that is sort of the unknown, right? But otherwise, I think the experts are very pleased with the efficacy of all the vaccines and why they're saying there's no preference among the three. The best vaccine is whatever you can get.
All right, Aaron, thanks so much. It's Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning.